Welcome to Fishers of Men Gospel Moments. This is Pastor Terry Collins, President and Founder of Discipleship Ministries, hosting these thoughts for today. It seems like such a long time ago when I taught future insurance agents what life and health insurance was. I did this so that they could prepare themselves to pass their state examination in order to get licensed and start a career in the world of insurance. As I reflect on this, I realize that I had to know the insurance industry, and I did, operating an agency for over 20 years. You know, it's no different being a Christian. We need to hear the Word of God in order to become one. Without hearing the gospel of Jesus, we cannot learn about His saving ways. We need to know what Christianity is before we choose to believe and follow Jesus. If we do not know what Christianity is, how would we ever find His saving grace, let alone know that Jesus commissions us to go and make disciples? This is found in Matthew chapter 28, starting at verse 27, when Jesus instructs His believers to go into all the nations, making disciples, baptizing and teaching them to observe all His commands. He then tells His believers that He will be with them always, even to the ends of time. Wow! If you consider yourself a Christian, are you making disciples for the Lord? In order to do this, we must know what a disciple is. To start with, it is a person that believes in Jesus as Lord and Savior of humankind. But there is more to being a disciple. One might add that a person needs to believe that Jesus was executed to pay the price for everything a person ever did wrong, including the original sin they were born with. It is also imperative to believe that Jesus was divinely risen from the dead and ascended into the heavens above. There is a final step to becoming a disciple, which is given to us from the Gospel of John, chapter 8, verse 31, which explains that a disciple of Jesus is one that continues to live according to the teachings and ways of Jesus. In other words, a disciple is one that reflects Christ's lifestyle. Now, knowing this, if you qualify as a disciple, then you are prepared to make other disciples. So, how do you do it? In the Epistle of James, chapter 2, we learn that we should strive to find and meet the needs of unbelievers before we teach the gospel. Since Matthew stresses that we baptize and teach Jesus, we also need to know that it takes a step of faith to do this. We learn in Acts chapter 1, verse 8, that we receive power when the Holy Spirit came upon us as a result of our belief in Jesus, so we have the spiritual tools needed to do His work. Let me try to put all this together for us by utilizing the Gospel of Luke chapter 10, verse 1 to 9, when Jesus tells us to go out in twos, healing the sick so that we can talk about His kingdom. In other words, our step of faith is being willing to trust that God will answer our prayers of healing in order for us to talk and teach about His kingdom. Our healing prayer opens the door for us to teach about Jesus. If the need is hunger, feed the person or their family first and then introduce the gospel. Not only is it a good plan, but it is designed by Jesus Himself. Let's review. Do you believe in the life, death, and resurrection of Jesus Christ? Do you believe that He ascended into the heavens above, and are you striving to live obediently to Christ's ways? If so, then you are a disciple. Now let's go out and meet the needs of others as we talk about Jesus. Amen.